Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's been a huge 24 hours in the entertainment world, Bob.
Yeah, and even basically despite the films that were featured at the Oscars, you know, we'll get into all the Will Smith stuff, I think, a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, I have a lot to say on
so,
that.
So much to unpack. But yes, that was the 94th Academy Awards last night. It's an interesting thing. Because there's all this talk of, oh, well, no one was going to watch the Oscars. The ratings are going down. We have to mix it up. Ignoring the fact that the Oscar ceremony was about the average length that it normally is. Like, it didn't help anything. But I watched it as much as I've ever watched the Oscars. And I think as much as anybody watches the Oscars, which is you turn it on every year for a little bit. You watch about a minute. It's like, yeah, all right. Oscars are still there. You see one person win an award. I've seen enough, and you move on with your day. I think that's the norm.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody actually cares about the acceptance speeches and things. Like, I want to know who won. Great, moving on. I feel like I don't care.
I looked up Jane Campion and a few other people I'm a fan of.
But you're also a movie guy. Like, of course you're going to have those area. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't care at all. I thought The Power of the Dog was about a dog for most of the lead up to that film coming out.
Yeah, despite my constant insistence that it's nothing to do with that.
It's wishful thinking.
Mm.
Now, yesterday, Bob, you did give me a sealed envelope. It's got BBL's Oscar predickies written on it. You had predicted a couple of the categories. What
I
you
did.
Think we're going to win.
And I had my own little envelope I was going to try and swap out that just said Will Smith to punch Chris Rock. It was going to be this amazing reveal, but I couldn't find where you'd kept the original. I couldn't swap them out in time.
Well, it's prank week. I have to keep these things close to my chest.
That's what it was going to be, a great prank. I'll say before we get into them, I'm not surprised by any of the Oscar winners. It seemed like a lot of the favourites.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can say this much, a few of my predictions were trying to have a bit more fun with it, trying to have a spicier take.
Okay.
Might not have paid off.
All right. I'll open the envelope. We should have some envelope music. Let's just get a bit intense.
This is a sealed envelope. We sealed it live on air yesterday.
Well, that's a good...
It's been in Brooke's possession the entire time since.
No one has tampered with this. Okay, I'm opening it up. Alrighty, shall I just read through these?
Just read through these, yep.
Best Picture, Brooke Smells.
Zing.
Best Actor, Guy Pretending Brooke Smells Good.
It's a tough performance to do.
Actress, Perfume Sales Representative.
That's really a lifesaver in that role.
Best Achievement in Directing, Guy Who Directed an Entire Movie Wearing Nose Plugs. Sucked in, You Got Pranked. Oh, it just keeps going. Well, there you go. I don't know what to say. It looks like you've actually put official answers on here as well.
There are
Should
official
I go through
answers,
those?
Yeah.
Look, well, you've got Best Picture, West Side Story. That did not go down correctly.
Code was always going to win, but I wanted it to be a little bit more fun.
Actor is Will Smith for King Richard. That was, of course, the case. Best Actress, you went Penelope Cruz.
Mixing it up.
It was Jessica Chastain, right?
I almost watched that movie last night, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. It's on Disney Plus for free.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks so stupid. It looks like I don't care about that. I didn't watch it.
It's a strange looking movie. And I'll also leave you with, you did get Best Director, Jane Campion. That was correct, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think supporting and the rest were fine. So
there you go.
Pretty standard Oscars fare, except for all of the stuff that went off the rails completely.